Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode 335 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I'm digging into one of my favorite skin-supporting oils, specifically known as black cumin seed oil. Described as a remedy for everything except death in ancient Muslim texts and even buried in King Tut's tomb, black cumin seed oil has a long history of use for its healing properties. Modern research is also now helping us understand why black cumin seed oil is a supportive anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial, as well as adding to the antioxidant pull of your skin. I'm excited to go over all the details about what makes this oil so beneficial for skin issues I cover here on the show, like eczema, psoriasis, acne, and more. And I'll also explain how to properly dilute it for use on your skin, as well as the best skincare products that harness its soothing and restorative abilities. And in case you didn't know, you can actually find black cumin seed oil in the Quell skin cream formulas to support and nourish your skin. So whether you're currently dealing with rashes, breakouts, dryness, and redness, or just want to keep your skin looking its best, let's dive into what you need to know about adding black cumin seed oil to your skincare toolkit. First off, black cumin seed is more formally known by its scientific name, Nigella sativa, or the more confusing moniker, black seed oil. Despite its name, it's not actually related to the cooking spice called cumin, which you find in many different dishes. The plant is native to Southwest Asia and produces an amber-hued oil rich in phytochemicals and nutrients, though not often used in cooking. Black cumin seeds are more commonly found in Indian and Middle Eastern cuisine. Meanwhile, the oil has been prized for its skin and overall health benefits for centuries. And a fun fact is that records date back to ancient Egypt, where black cumin seeds were even buried with mummies like King Tut to take to the afterlife. So why did ancient people have such reverence for this oil? Modern research now is helping us understand the potent compounds that are contained within black cumin seeds, which can have incredible skin, health, and even anti-aging potential. One of the things I love about herbs, even when used as part of cooking, is the beautiful mix of nutrients and what are called active constituents that have the potential to support or even in some instances harm health. In the case of black cumin seeds, the main active constituent is called thymoquinone, which shows high antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and antimicrobial properties. It can be found at varying concentrations depending on the oil, which obviously will impact how potent it is. In addition to the thymoquinone, one analysis of black cumin oil found it contains up to 32 different fatty acids, including omega-6 fatty acids, as well as 4 key amino acids known to support tissue repair. It also contains antioxidants, polyphenols, and vitamin A in the form of carotene, vitamin E as tocopherols, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, and folate in small quantities. And as you probably know from watching other episodes of the show, nutrients like these are incredibly important for health as well as for rebuilding healthy skin. So back to the active constituent, thymoquinone, since that's what we're most concerned about when it comes to black cumin seed oil. And it can be used both topically as well as taken orally, with data demonstrating its ability to support the rebalancing of inflammatory markers throughout the body. In practice, I recommend black cumin seed oil to my clients, but as I mentioned before, thymoquinone concentration really matters here. If the concentration is too high when applied to the skin, it will feel hot, which often isn't a comfortable sensation and can increase irritation. And the same goes for taking it orally. The higher concentrations can cause gut reactions if there's a lot of gut microbiome imbalances. So while I love this botanical, choosing the right concentration is critical. If you want to know why I love black cumin seed oil, then let's talk about its benefits. I find it fascinating that research highlights black cumin seed oil's ability to help soothe inflammation. Multiple studies demonstrate that it can calm redness and soothe itch related to inflammatory skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, vitiligo, and even acne. And since I just mentioned acne, black seed oil is low in comedogenicity, meaning that it's unlikely to clog your pores. In a 2013 study of patients newly diagnosed with hand eczema, participants were broken into three groups: topical steroids, Eucerin, and black seed oil. Patients were directed to apply their particular treatment 2 times a day for 4 weeks. At the end of the study, the topical black seed oil group showed the same rapid improvement as the steroid medication group, which was, by the way, superior to those using Eucerin. Another 2018 eczema study that I thought was interesting, but it is a mouse study, and obviously we aren't mice. It showed that an induced ear eczema in mice was improved by using both topical and oral thymoquinone. Authors noted that the active constituent of black seed oil, quote, reduced ear thickness, as well as the IgE level, and downregulated IL-4, IL-5, and interferon gamma levels when compared to the group that was using the immunosuppressant tacrolimus. A 2016 case series was also interesting that used a naturopathic cream containing black cumin seed oil and other botanicals on 12 psoriasis patients who were deemed, quote, treatment resistant. Over the course of a 12-week period, researchers noted a reduction in the PASI score in 10 out of 12 patients by over 75%. Scaling, redness, and plaque thickness improved significantly, with 0 adverse effects reported. A 2014 randomized clinical trial of psoriasis patients using black seed oil taken orally or used topically or both showed improvement rates ranging from 50% to 85% depending on their exposure to the oil. While there was a relapse of psoriasis symptoms in some of the patients at a 4-week follow-up after stopping their particular treatment, it is interesting to consider the impact the black seed oil had on modulating the underlying inflammation. Another 2019 study of 33 vitiligo patients using a topical cream of black seed oil, quote, applied to hands, face, and the genital region 2 times a day for 6 months, found that these patients experienced a, quote, statistically significant repigmentation in those areas. And one paper shared that certain concentrations of black cumin seed oil could inhibit the growth of gram-positive Staph aureus, as well as certain gram-negative bacteria like Pseudomonas aeruginosa and E. coli. And certain types of extracts, as well as specific concentrations, may be helpful against different fungal and candida organisms, as well as certain types of worm infections, typically in conjunction with specific antiparasitic medication. Plus, the antimicrobial activity from compounds like thymoquinone may prevent the growth of acne-causing P. acnes bacteria in pores while also controlling inflammation, a dual-pronged approach to clearer skin. So with this impressive resume of research validating traditional use, it is no wonder that black cumin seed oil is developing such a glowing reputation in skincare circles. If you're thinking, Jen, this sounds great, I'm in, let's try black cumin seed oil, you must know 3 things, and they're very important before slathering it directly on your skin. Now, first, black seed oil must be stored in dark glass bottles and be of high quality so that you know you're truly getting all of its potent bioactive compounds. 2, black seed oil tends to be a bit stinky, especially if you're sensitive to scents, or at least you don't want a stinky oil at full strength following you around all day. And 3, black seed oil can feel hot and irritating applied undiluted to your skin, so please avoid doing this. For these 3 reasons, it's best to dilute it with another carrier oil or with another product, unless it's already diluted appropriately in a cream, like those from Quell. Any products formulated with black cumin seed oil should be free of any potential irritants and other harmful hormone-disrupting additives or chemicals. And I'm sure you already know this, but it's always best practice to test out any new-to-you skincare product, including single oils, on a patch of skin before going all in and lathering it all over your body. That way, you can assess how the product, as well as its overall ingredients, interacts with your skin without triggering a flare-up, because something in the product didn't work for you. As I mentioned already, the Quell skin creams all contain appropriately diluted black cumin seed oil. Fortunately, we offer a sample kit that lets you try all three skin creams made especially for sensitive, irritated skin over at getquellkit.com. And what's also neat is that the sample kit includes free shipping as well as a coupon code that gives you a store credit of $12.95 off anything at quellshop.com. So there's really no risk if, for whatever reason, the skin creams aren't a good fit. So you can use that credit towards anything else, including supplements and masterclasses. And again, you can get one of our sample kits at getquellkit.com to see how your skin likes these incredible formulations that include black cumin seed oil. If you have any questions or thoughts about black cumin seed oil or want to see the references I've linked up for you in the transcript, head on over to skinterrupt.com/335 so we can keep the conversation going. And you can download my new Stop My Rashes Quick Start Guide to help you start figuring out what's driving your rashes in the first place over at stopmyrashesnow.com. This is the fastest way to figure out what's driving your rashes with a root cause approach tailored to your specific skin diagnosis. Then rate and review the Healthy Skin Show and hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on any of our weekly episodes. Then let's connect online. I'm at Jennifer Fugo. Thanks so much for joining me, and I look forward to digging deeper with you in the next episode.